In determining your true goals, use the magic wand technique. Imagine that you have a magic wand that you can wave over a particular area of your life. When you wave this magic wand, your wishes come true. Wave a magic wand over your business and career. If you could have any three wishes in your work, what would they be? Wave a magic wand over your financial life. If you could have any three wishes in your financial life, what would they be? Wave a magic wand over your family life and your relationships. If you could have any three wishes in this area, what would they be? If your family life was ideal in every respect, what would it look like? Wave a magic wand over your health and fitness. If you could have any three wishes with regard to your body and your physical well-being, what would they be? If your health was perfect, how would it be different from today? Wave a magic wand over your skills and abilities. If you could have any three skills or abilities developed to a high level, what would they be? In what areas would you like to excel? The magic wand technique is fun on the one hand, but quite revealing on the other. Whenever you imagine that you have a magic wand, your true goals in that area emerge. You can also use this exercise for other people who are not sure about what they want or where they're going. It's amazing what comes out when you ask this question. Here's another goal-setting question that reflects your true values. Imagine that you went to a doctor for a full medical checkup. Your doctor calls you back a few days later and says, "I have good news for you, and I have bad news for you." The good news is that for the next 6 months, you're going to live the healthiest and most energetic life you could possibly imagine. The bad news is that at the end of 180 days, because of an incurable illness, you will drop stone dead. If you learned today that you only had 6 months left to live, how would you spend your last 6 months on Earth? Who would you spend the time with? Where would you go? What would you strive to complete? What would you do more of or less of? When you ask yourself this question, what comes to the top of your mind will be a reflection of your true values. Your answer would almost always include the most important people in your life. Very few people in this situation would say, "Well, I'd like to get back to the office and return a few phone calls." In setting your true goals as an extension of imagining that you have no limitations, make up a dream list. A dream list is a list of everything you would like to be, have, or do in your life sometime in the future if you had no limitations at all. Mark Victor Hansen, co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, recommends that you sit down with a pad of paper and make a list of at least 100 goals that you want to accomplish in your lifetime. Then, imagine that you have all the time, all the money, all the friends, all the abilities and all the resources necessary to achieve these goals. Let yourself dream and fantasize. Just write down everything that you would like to have as if you had no limitations at all. The amazing discovery you will make is that within 30 days after writing out this list of 100 dreams, remarkable things will begin to happen in your life, and your goals will start to be achieved at a rate that you cannot even imagine today. This seems to happen to virtually everyone once they have written down at least 100 goals. You should give it a try. You could be amazed at the results. Here's another goal-setting question. If you won $1 million tomorrow, cash, tax-free, how would you change your life? What would you do differently? What would you get into or out of? What would you do more of or less of? What would be the first thing you would do if you learned today that you had just received $1 million cash? This is another way of asking the question, how would you change your life if you were completely free to choose? The primary reason that we stay in situations that are not the best for us is because we fear change. But when you imagine that you have all the money that you'll ever need to do or be whatever you want, your true goals often emerge. For example, if you are currently in the wrong job for you, the idea of winning a large amount of money would cause you to think about quitting that job immediately. If you were in the right job for you, however, winning a lot of money would not affect your career choice at all. So ask yourself, what would I do if I won $1 million cash, tax-free, tomorrow? Here's another question to help you clarify your true goals. What have you always wanted to do but been afraid to attempt? When you look around your world and you look at other people who are doing things that you admire, what have you always wanted to do as well, but you've been afraid of taking the chance? Have you ever wanted to start your own business? Have you wanted to run for public office? Have you wanted to embark on a new career? What have you always wanted to do, but been afraid to attempt? In setting goals for your life, long and short term, you should continually ask yourself, what do I most enjoy doing in each area of my life? For instance, if you could do just one thing all day long in your work, what would it be? If you could do any job or full-time activity all the time without pay, what would it be? What sort of work or activity gives you the greatest joy and satisfaction? The psychologist Abraham Maslow identified what he called peak experiences. Those moments are times when the individual feels the happiest, the most elated, and exhilarated. One of your aims in life is to enjoy as many peak experiences as possible. You achieve this by thinking back and identifying those moments of peak experience in your past, and then by imagining how you could repeat them in your present and future. What have been your happiest moments in life up to now? How could you have more of those moments in the future? What do you really love to do? You should have goals for social and community involvement and contribution as well. Think about what kind of a difference you would like to make in your world. What organizations, causes, needs, or social problems would you like to work on or work in? What changes would you like to see in your world? Who is there who is less fortunate than you that you would like to help? If you were independently wealthy, what causes would you support? Most of all, what could you do today to begin making a difference in your world? Don't wait until some future date when everything will be ideal. Instead, start today in some way. One of the most important areas of goal setting is your financial life. If you could earn and accumulate all the money you need, you could probably achieve most of your non-financial goals faster and easier than you can today. If your life were ideal, how much money would you like to earn each month, each year? How much would you like to save and invest each month and year? How much would you like to be worth sometime in the future? What sort of estate would you like to accumulate by the time you retire, and when would you like that to be? Most people are hopelessly confused about their financial goals, but when you become absolutely clear about them for yourself, your ability to achieve them increases dramatically. When you are absolutely clear about what you want, you can then think about your goals most of the time. And the more you think about them, the faster they will materialize in your life. This process of asking yourself questions about your goals in each part of your life begins to clarify your thinking and makes you a more focused and definite person. As Zig Ziglar says, you move from being a wandering generality to becoming a meaningful specific. Most of all, you reach the point where you can determine your major definite purpose in life. This is the springboard for great achievement and extraordinary accomplishment. Now, here are three things you can do immediately to put these ideas into action. First, write down your three most important goals in life right now. Second, if you want $1 million cash tax-free tomorrow, what changes in your life would you make immediately? Third, if you could wave a magic wand over your life and have anything you wanted, what would you wish for?